Just love it, though, when we have guests here in our studio. And please welcome back to the program for another appearance, Quincy Ward 6 City Councilor. Bill Harris has stopped on by for a Ward 6 update.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
How you doing, Bill?
Good. We're all suffering from the Super Tuesday hangover yes, today.
It's only just begun.
Yeah, it's only just begun, I know.
We're going to a new phase now.
Yes, it's a wild ride.
Yeah.
Wild.
How have you been?
Been good, Joe. Yeah. Thank you. It's been a nice, knock on wood, it's been a nice winter.
So far so good, yeah.
So far so good.
I know.
That four-letter word, snow.
No.
It hasn't been.
No.
So we're, even though it's windy today, it's nice. And it's actually been able to help a lot of projects that are going on, whether it's people with personal projects.
Yep.
And, of course, projects throughout the city. Being able to actually continue through the winter.
Pretty
and
incredible.
making good progress.
Yeah, that's kind of like a Carolina winter we're having.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, yeah, more than anything.
Exactly.
I remember 5 years ago, the Snowmageddon winter, and there was a huge snow farm in Squantum.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. That was a very, very destructive storm, as was the March storm of.
Of course.
Yeah.
The 2018 nor'easters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, not, again, knock on wood.
We deserved a break. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what is going in on Ward 6?
Nothing and everything, you know, but that's not true about nothing. Everything, a lot going on in Ward 6. It's great fact that now that I'm working here in Quincy, it's great to be able to jump over and stop by for, you know, a few minutes. I wear a few hats.
Yes.
in the city. One of them is running the post office over in Quincy Center.
Yes.
And I've been at it for a year now. And it's been a nice change not having to drive over the Neponset Bridge every day.
I am sure.
And I bring that up because I just want to tell the folks that if we're hiring.
Still, huh?
We're still hiring.
Okay.
We still have a long way to go.
Wow.
Our workforce is, we hired a lot of people back in 1987. That's where when I was hired.
Oh, all right.
And we're getting older.
Yeah.
And a lot of our bodies are breaking down. And whether you're carrying mail or you're a clerk or you're especially the carriers.
Yep.
Who weather the storms.
Right. Literally. Say,
yes.
Yeah.
But if anybody knows anybody, we're hiring throughout the area. And you can just stop by. I know we have hanging as you go in the door. A pull tab, there's a phone number on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask to speak to a supervisor or myself. There's information. It's really pretty simple. Go online. We've tried to simplify it as much as possible to make it painless. And, you know, within a few weeks, you can be getting trained, and now's the time to be a carrier. And we right now we're hiring carriers, and it's about $18 an hour.
Okay,
just under just 17 and high change. So, but once you can make a career of it.
But benefits too, right?
At one point, yes, you'll receive benefits. People are making a regular pretty fast these days as more people retire.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to throw that out
there. Sure.
Because, you know, I get calls all the time as city councilor, folks looking for jobs.
I bet,
you know, and
okay.
And so
USPS.com, is that the website?
Yes.
Okay.
And then go to careers.
Okay.
And you can play around with it and find your way to the greater Boston district.
Okay.
And, you know, there's, you know, whether you're placed in Weymouth, Braintree, you know, that's the other direction.
Mm-hmm,
so we have openings everywhere from West Roxbury, all within a radius of reasonable, very reasonable commuting.
Okay, so okay. It sounds like there's opportunity for advancement, too, once you get in.
There is.
Yeah.
A guy like myself.
There you go, yeah.
You know, I was, you know, I've been a manager since 1997.
Wow.
So it took 10 years.
Okay.
10 years, I carried mail for 10 years,
yep.
And then, you know, I'm going to be able to eventually, I hope, retire.
You know. Something we all hope, I know, yeah.
I hope, but...
right.
But in Ward 6, we have, you know, like last summer, we had a lot of road work that we've been doing.
Yes.
Streets. And they just rolled out, I have in front of me, and I'm going to have a community meeting. I think it's going to be March 25th.
Oh, let us know, Bill, so we can inform folks. Okay.
And folks will get notified at home, the folks that are affected. And real quickly, roadways this you know, spring and summer. Well, the water mains that are going to be taken care of is Albion Road from Tyler to Hancock Street. East Squanum Street from Ocean Ave to Dorchester Street is going to have new water mains. Sharon Road from East Squanum to Milton. William Street from East Squanum to Quincy Shore Drive. And Ocean Street from East Squanum to Quincy Shore Drive. We have streets with that are going to have sewer repairs. Ocean Street is going to be from East Squanum Street to the Hummock Road. Hunt Street, they're going to open cut sewer repair from Creedon Field parking lot to Hunt Street. So that's very much needed.
Yeah.
Streets also receiving sidewalk improvements and paving, Calumet, Flint, Freeman, Lunt, Tyler, Vassal, Gordon, and Winslow.
Okay.
And then we have gas mains.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which, with dealing with National Grid, mm-hmm. we have Holmes, Flint, Albion, Tyler, and Lund. So all these folks, if you heard your street mentioned, you'll receive a letter either from the DPW about the public meeting. It'll come right out of the council office.
Oh, okay.
But Woodward and Curran will be there,
yep.
who manages a lot of this work. They'll be there to answer all the questions. We did a similar thing last year,
mm-hmm.
and that was at Squanum School. But I think this is going to probably be either North Quincy High School or Atlantic Middle School,
because okay.
that's a centralized area where most of these folks.
Yeah,
are.
You want it to make it as convenient as possible for folks to get to the meeting.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of Squanum School,
yeah.
Everybody heard that at the last meeting, we're up again.
Yes.
We're up.
Hoping third time's the charm, right?
Exactly right. And with that, you know, which was very nice to hear, the mayor is going to jump ahead and do a feasibility study
right.
and planning and start planning. So then when our name is called, we're ready.
Yes.
And we can just jump right out of the gate and get rolling with it.
Yep.
Get the shovels in the ground and of course during that process, I'm sure we'll be meeting with the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and with anybody whose children are going to attend, and that also includes folks in North Quincy,
mm-hmm.
as well as mm-hmm. Squanum. There isn't a lot of too many families in Marina Bay, but,
right?
But we'll definitely keep everybody up to date with what whether it's coming on with you folks,
yep, absolutely,
or maybe even have a special show with Grace Busher,
sure,
who does a great job,
yes,
with Ward 6 and. It's called Ward 6.
Issues and Concerns.
Issues and Concerns,
yes.
And I think it's exciting what has gone on in the city with the schools.
It's amazing, really is.
I was just at the Quincy High School. Still looks beautiful.
It sure does.
Beautiful. We were at the Pop Warner event on Saturday, their banquet, the Apaches, the North Quincy, the North Quincy and the Quincy group, which place was packed,
yeah,
in the auditorium,
nice
kids,
and, nice,
it was great, from the cheerleading to the football players, it's really
and that's 10 years old now, so
and that
was quick.
Really, it really was.
Yeah.
And before you know it, they'll be suiting up again.
I know,
you know, and you know, We're going to find out in the next couple of weeks whether or not Tom Brady's going to suit up.
I know.
That's right. So,
but, I think he'll suit up somewhere for sure. I don't know where. But yeah.
I hope it's with the Patriots.
Yeah.
He's given us a lot of great memories.
Yeah. So. With this quantum school bill, how is it going to work, though? Because, I mean, kids will have to stay in classes, and the school's going to – the new one would be built right where the old one is, right?
Well, from what I'm hearing, it'll be built – behind it.
Oh, it will. Oh,
it'll
okay.
Be built, I think, where the parking lot would be.
Like they did Southwest, kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
So it won't interrupt, you know, it won't interrupt too much.
Oh, all right. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, where, again, that school is 100 years old.
In March, actually, there's a big party coming up.
Exactly. Yeah. That's coming up. And again, it really hadn't seen any major work in 45 years.
I know.
You know, so
yeah.
It's time.
It's kind of like one long hallway, basically.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to see, you know, again, I think with it, where if they place it behind the school,
okay,
behind the existing school,
yep.
That'll, as Atlantic, there'll be an easier drop off for the buses, and it'll be a little safer.
Okay.
Because at times in the morning, I can be a little hairy with the parents dropping off and kids running across. So
yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah,
and it's Hawkins is a busy street.
Yeah,
you know, busy street. It's one of the main streets in Squamish.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Hopefully, again, the planning we'll take feedback from. Everybody,
okay,
you know, in the community,
sure,
you know, and hopefully it'll be hopefully I'll see that.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, the mayor's saying he'll reapply for the state funding this fall, so he's really, you know, hoping this time will be approved. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And you know, I think folks don't realize that it isn't it isn't 100% financed by the city. It's in fact it's close to, we only finance probably 20% of it.
It's amazing.
And that's a great...
It's construction costs.
Yes.
But in this case, there's no land purchase required. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And so then we can have all the upgraded, all the kids that can, they know computers better than
us.
Oh
my gosh, yes, yeah.
You know, so they can have the new computer labs like the other schools. And,
yeah.
You know, and it'll be a nice setting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but, you know, kudos to the teachers that do the best with what they have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they really do.
Absolutely.
So.
And we got the, speaking of education, the North Quincy Library.
What's going on with that?
Well, right now it's still, they cleared it out. I think they were getting rid of some asbestos.
That was the big delay.
Mold and they literally took everything out of it.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
Whether it's some of the books were preserved, you know, I think everything was basically tested and that.
Sure.
So right now it says on the website, which is a great website, the Thomas Crane Library website, it gives you updates of everything that's going on. And in fact, Paul Hines, who's in charge of buildings, he actually gave a presentation on last Monday as well,
right,
on certain things that were being done in different buildings.
Yes.
That building, of course, was mentioned, and hopefully it'll be early summer at the latest.
Okay.
You know, because it really is a gem of a building. It's accessible.
Yes.
And
it was very well used. They just expanded their Saturday hours,
exactly,
I know. So, yeah.
Exactly. And I get calls.
I'm sure.
Calls on it.
Yeah.
And then I was able to message out through some social media is to go onto the Thomas Crane website, and the updates of what's going on at the different libraries is terrific.
It's fascinating.
They're all
free, you know.
You know, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And
but it's tough because, I mean, there's no library branch in Squantum, so, you know, now they've got to come down to Quincy Center or Wollaston.
Right.
They're not going to Adam Shore, obviously. That's way too far. But yeah.
I remember as a kid in Dorchester growing up, we used to have what they called the bookmobile?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It was the bookmobile.
Yep.
It was like a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
You know, that would, you know, you'd grab a book and, they park at the same spot every week.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you look forward to it, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was really, you had your summer reading you had to do.
And, right. Well, that'll be, I'm sure, well received when it's reopened, that's for sure.
And what else do we got going on that I wanted to bring up? I'm also, you know, traffic is still cut through traffic, in Ward 6.
It's everywhere now.
It's been something we've talked about since the first time I've come here.
Yes.
Here at QATV.
Yes.
And we're looking to maybe test on the causeway no left-hand turns into the neighborhoods.
Okay.
So that will prevent folks that are coming over the Four River Bridge taking left turns and speeding, whether it's, you know, Bayfield Street or Williams Street, mm-hmm. or any of mm-hmm. the streets that are on the left.
Yeah.
And not so much Williams as the closest streets, whether it's, you know, Carl Road or from Carl to Vasil.
Right.
Whatever, wherever you can take a left. Again, it'll at first probably be a temporary not so much temporary, but a test mm-hmm. to see if it's, and I'd look for feedback from the neighbors on that. So it's been something that we've been kicking around.
Okay.
Again, the cut through is just
we're seeing it. I mean,
speeding. Something.
Ward 5 just had a public meeting about Willow Avenue. Same problems. Cut through traffic. You know, people using these mobile apps to try and avoid the major intersections, and they're sending them through residential areas. Yeah, including tractor trailer trucks.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's very disruptive and dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, one of the. Well, we also have some traffic issues on Commander Shea Boulevard.
No way. Breaking news.
Breaking news. News flash.
Yeah, right.
And so, again, working with the DCR, we have to, which, again, when you go to a state agency, I'm looking for some stop signs.
Yes.
The vehicles are driving too fast.
Yep.
It's the trucks. I mean, we got hit with the FedEx.
That's right.
And with the, you know, with the trucks that are barreling down right at, especially cars coming out of Victory Road from out at the marina.
Okay.
That is really a tough.
That's an issue. Okay.
That really is an issue. So, again, traffic, speeding.
Mm.
It's all, you know, that's on top of the regular council.
The everyday stuff, right?
The stuff that we're working on.
Yeah.
And I guess last but not least, of course, the Long Island Bridge.
Oh,
which
yes.
Which is the fight that, you know, and you know, I have to tell you, I receive calls from folks that say that, and I think I haven't seen this week's agenda yet. The mayor is going to ask for more money.
He said he would. So,
and I, of course, will support it. And a lot of folks, and I was even stopped. I was going to AAA to change my driver's license because mm-hmm. I just had another birthday.
Happy birthday. Belated.
Thank you.
You look great for 40, Bill.
You're too kind. And person from House Neck stopped me, and really, you know, and really kind of, it really bothered me, only to the fact that, you know, I get it when it comes to taxes.
Yeah.
Every, you know, there isn't a counselor that isn't, and the mayor as well, that wants to level off the taxes.
Yeah.
People think that the Long Island Bridge is just a Marina Bay Squam issue, and it really, really isn't.
Mm.
You know, we just talked about, like, the no left-hand turns, mm-hmm. you know, going in, especially if the Long Island Bridge was to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And folks think that, well, oh, the last time there was a bridge, well, it really didn't affect anything. But the plans that, and we don't even know the real plans.
Right.
But the mayor has said that it would be a regional recovery center. Well, if that turns into, say, just what he says it's going to be and mm-hmm. no other development, you're talking about a facility with three shifts probably of ancillary staff, medical staff, deliveries, and then the transportation of the patients,
mm-hmm.
the visiting rights of the patients' families.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a disaster when it comes to traffic bottlenecking through the Long Island, the Neponset Bridge.
Yes. Yep.
So and through the Straits and again, I think that, and that will affect everybody all the way through Quincy that uses the Neponset
Bridge. If you're trying
to
get to the Neponset Bridge, yeah.
And guess what? And if you're on the other side of the city and you don't agree with the fact that we're trying to stop it, and again, there is a safety issue. If anybody has been up on the end of Dorchester Street and Moon Island, the road is only 45 feet across. There's a guardrail that's replaced, every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always and right now, even with no major traffic going through there, even though there is,
mm-hmm.
we have, even to this day, it's going to be added to the fire department.
Right.
It's going to be added to all the police agencies that use the gun range.
Yes.
So there is a lot of traffic that goes through that area. And the roads, people are avoiding and they're hitting that guardrail.
Yes.
You see the dents. You see it mangled sometimes and then repaired. So we've been lucky that there hasn't been more injuries.
Right.
That through the years, I believe there were a few fatalities.
Mm.
But especially like 3:30 in the afternoon, everybody's in a rush when they're coming off.
Absolutely,
off that. And one point that that hasn't been brought up yet is when it comes to conservation and environment, the road leading out to Moon Island is falling into I have photos of it. It's falling into the ocean.
Mm.
And quite frankly, they should be coming in front of our conservation committee to have that fixed. Right now, the road, one car can barely or
vehicle is that right?
can pass, and it keeps crumbling and crumbling. Mm. Anybody who's been out there,
mm-hmm.
out walking down by Squaw Rock, and if you looked over to the road,
mm-hmm.
you can see the barrels have been there for 2 years, there's exposure, and it's pretty tough go. So there's a long road, and folks think that. I kind of say to myself, people saying, "Oh, Boston's going to win," but they're not winning yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they haven't won anything. Some of the major points that have to be won are on the federal side of this.
Yeah.
This and that's the Army Corps of Engineers and the Coast Guard
mm-hmm.
for waterways.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a long way to go.
Okay.
I don't think Marty has that much control right now.
Okay.
I would be a little. I think what this is let's keep the fight. It's over 2 years.
Yeah.
And the longer it goes, the better chances that doesn't get built.
Mm-hmm.
And it all could have been taken care of if they use a ferry system.
Yeah. Has there been any headway on that at all?
There's none.
No.
He's made
just
a
not
decision.
Even considering it.
Yeah, yeah. And he hasn't even made any concessions that maybe we'll you have staff or just bring the patients over by ferry.
Yeah.
There's been no
give and take.
No
all.
Give and take whatsoever. Okay. So when you're dealing with a bully, it's. And I again for the folks who are, I was just at Father Bill's last Friday, getting a tour and the amazing work that they do there.
Mm.
I'm an advocate for the city of Quincy to be 100% involved in a recovery center,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where we won't affect traffic, won't affect, and be effective. Being effective is important. Bringing somebody to an island, is that effective? I find it really hard.
Well, there's one right on Old Colony Avenue that
yep.
Does not seem to have a negative impact on
mm-hmm.
the neighborhood.
No.
Yeah.
And all I can say is that my heart goes out all the time to the folks that are suffering from this horrible addiction.
Yeah.
And Brian, I mean, they should. And Brian Palmucci, who's been putting, he just was at the last meeting.
Yep.
Was make them pay.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
his Residents First initiative, I think
exactly.
He called it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I applaud that. And then we got the county races coming.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know,
it's going to be a busy year,
yeah,
for sure, yeah.
My colleagues, Noel DeBona, who's running for probate, Norfolk County probate, and last 2 years, council president Brad Kroll, he's running for Norfolk County treasurer.
Right.
And, of course, I support them wholeheartedly. I've worked with them on the council,
mm-hmm.
and they're good people, and I'm rooting for them, and I'm on their side,
okay.
And hoping that they succeed, because cool. It's good to have Quincy people representing us in the county level.
Sure,
it helps all of us.
Very good. How about yourself in the future? Any county aspirations or?
I'm thinking about taking up fishing. You know, Joe. You know, I love being the Ward 6 City Councilor.
Yeah.
I have no aspirations. It hasn't been a stepping stone. Not that this is for these gentlemen.
Right.
I love where I live. I love the people I've met, the events that I've gone to with the kids. I truly support all of the boosters from the North Quincy. Sometimes with the Quincy's, when they reach out to me, I mean, I very seldomly say no when folks are looking for donations from out of our campaign fund. Well, that's how come I raise money. I raise it mainly to not keep it in the bank, because my treasurer, as he says, I spend it faster than as I get it. But it's mostly towards charitable events. Anybody looks it up. Would see that.
Well, you fought hard. You took a non-traditional route to get to where you are now, and you know, you obviously wanted it.
It seemed like you'd think it was a long time ago, but it went by like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so, and this is now the start of a third term.
That's right.
You know,
yep.
So, but again, I'm glad to see everybody went out. A lot of people went out and voted yesterday, which is great. And,
yeah, we had about 44% here in Quincy. Yeah. So.
And then in November, we'll vote again.
Yes.
And
this, of course, the state primaries also later this year. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing for Quincy.
This sure.
Great show.
Bill, always great to talk to you. Really appreciate it.
Oh, Joe, thank you. And thank you to QATV. You folks do great stuff.
Oh, thank you. Our pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
Likewise. Everything. Likewise. Keep us in the loop, and
yes.
We'll have you back soon.
And have everybody come by the post office. They're looking for a job.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks again, Bill.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.